Good morning, we're learning Chayodim, Hilchos Tzitzis, and we're holding a Klal Yud Aleph, Siman Lamed Gimel. The Al Tzitzir's Machman says that the four corners are Machab of each other. Kol Zaman Shem, but Kol Adal Tzitzir, so you don't have all of the four Tzitzis in the four corners. Eba Mitzvah Tzitzis, so you've not fulfilled the Mitzvah, but also the Lob, so you'll be also to wear the garment without Tzitzis. V'yotzimah Rishos Rabbim, it's B'Shabbos, it's Chayim. The tzitzis ein on betel on labeged, minachshav mekimasa. So we mentioned this before, that tzitzis are not considered bolted to the beged unless they are being mishamish to beged. So when there's kosher tzitzis, they are enhancing the beged, but they're keeping the mitzvah of the kashers of wearing tzitzis. But in a case where the tzitzis are not, so it's not enhancing the beged, so just a way to carry them. On the other hand, you can't just cannot say that they're just like so insignificant that they're botel, because that's not true. They are significant. The person eventually will use them for tzitzis, etc. They are significant, so they're choshev, but they're not servicing the beged in any way. So then it's up. We turn it around. Then the beged, the person, is carrying the tzitzis. But if the tzitzis are kosher, then it's considered. By extension, that's considered part of the beged, and a person may wear that out. Rishus Rav and Shabbos. Simen Lamed Dalet. Kimen Shabodek Hatzitzis B'Shoah Shelo B'Shoah Sayer. So a person should check his tzitzis in the morning. Now, there's a concept in halacha called Chazaka. Chazaka tells me that we assume and we maintain the status quo. So if last time I checked, all my tzitzis were appropriate. I had four strings in each corner. None of them had torn, etc. So chazaka would allow me to maintain that is still the reality. But there is a concept in halacha, if you have an option of clarifying and being mevarer, especially if it's easy, so you're not supposed to rely on the chazaka, and rather you're supposed to do a bedika, find some way to mevarer that it's acceptable. So over here, check the tzitzis. You cannot wear this beged without the tzitzis. You should not make a bracha without the tzitzis. You're about to put on the beged and about to make a bracha. And you don't know that you have all the tzitzis there. Well, so I have a chazaka, so I know. Well, but preferably a person should mevarer it by counting them. However, we don't say the person has to spend this whole day constantly counting the tzitzis, saying, oh, maybe something happened to my tzitzis, and now it's a problem, and I don't have enough tzitzis, and I just have to take out my beged, so I have to keep counting. So that's not true. Kimen Shabodek Hatzitzis B'Shoah Shelo B'Shoah Sayer. Once he put on the tzitzis, once he checked the tzitzis when he put them on, that everything is there. So for today, I'm not just relying on a chazaka. I checked, and I had a yediyah brura. I know for sure there are tzitzis there. So then, mutalotzis boy ben tzarach lebedika oid the mukminah chazakas. Now I want to wear it out on Shabbos. So maybe the tzitzis are not kosher anymore, and it's considered like you're carrying the remaining ones, because not all of them tore. So that's not true. I'm not mechayev to worry about that. I have a right to assume the bedika was effective, and they're all there, and they're still all there because of the chazaka. Now, this halacha, if you have an opportunity to be mevarer, you should be mevarer and clarify and not rely on the chazaka, if it's easy to do. It would apply on Shabbos as well. So a person really, Shabbos morning, a person should check his tzitzis before he puts them on. There is a concern that if a person sees a knot which is loose and a person tightens the knot, it's something which he cannot do on Shabbos. So we should argue over here, and maybe you should not check your tzitzis, because the derech is you check your tzitzis, you see the knot a little bit loose, you tighten the knot, you straighten out some of the weave of the threads, so you're doing the first scenario where he would tighten the knots, he's doing malach of kosher, he's might be doing malach of posel, which is making sealing, which is making this. These threads together. After you have threads, making threads is tviya, but plying them together, we call it shazir, etc. So there are multiple issues that a person might be over. We should argue you shouldn't do anything on Shabbos. So that halacha is not like that. To the chayyadim, sorry, the Mishnah Berurah says, not the Chayim, the Mishnah Berurah says that Shabbos also a person should check the tzitzis, and the Mishnah Berurah points out the minhag is not to do like that. You have another option, especially if you have special Shabbos talis. You can check the tzitzis Motzei Shabbos and you put the talis away. And you have a right, when you take the tzitzis out the next time, Shabbos morning, a week later, you have a right to assume that nothing happened to the tzitzis because it's they've been checked and put away inside of their the talis ekel, a safe place. Nothing should have happened to them, which we have a right to assume. Similarly, a person could check on a weekday, he could check his, if he takes off his tzitzis, he's not sleeping in them, he could check them before he goes to bed and fold them up in a way that the tzitzis are safe, and assume when he wakes up in the morning that the tzitzis are still in good condition and can put them on without worrying about making a bracha. Have a good morning.